राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे राधे
राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे।
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
That was the Mantra Show with Richard. Good evening, Vancouver. This is the Butter on the Bread Show with me, your host, Ryan. It is the 1st of December, and the last of November was yesterday. So happy December, everyone. When I think of December, I don't think of Christmas songs, because if I played Christmas songs on this radio station, I'd probably have to send myself hate mail and death threats. I think of the end of another holiday that's celebrated worldwide, and that is, of course, No Shave November. So today, many men, and I'm sure some women, were sheared like sheep upon their faces. So I'm going to start off with some tunes for you today that remind me of just really, really hairy beards with maybe some breadcrumbs in them or some mustard just dribbling down, or the type of beards where if you really were hungry, you could just fish around and pick at them enough to sort of get a nice steady snack going. I'm sure that's a gross enough image for all of you. So I'm going to start off with a song by a good friend of mine named Jeremy Woosley, who doesn't have a sweet beard, or he used to. Now he just has a beautiful mustache. So this is a song called Death Metal by Jeremy Woosley.
Mm-hmm. The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 fund drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
That was Little Dragon with her song Brush the Heat off her album Ritual Union. She is everywhere nowadays. She collaborated with Subtract. She's also one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen. She's Japanese and Swedish. She's also my girlfriend. She just doesn't know it yet. Before that, we heard another band, or one man, actually, surprisingly. That is Jeremy Woolsey with Death Metal. That's a song about his Japanese teacher in middle school who introduced him to Iron Maiden and other death metal bands that actually helped spark his musical career. So she recently passed away from cancer, so that was for Sensei Takahashi. Up next, I have a band for you called Needles and Pins, another Vancouver favorite. This is their song off their new split 7-inch with the Moby Dicks. This song is called Shaker, here on 101.9 CITR.
Thank you. be over there. I only see you when you're walking. Walking to somewhere. You're so restless. It must be special there.
That was Norwegian band Kak Metafeka, which actually means party animal in Norwegian, not to be confused with anything that Kak Metafeka sounds like. That's off their album Hest, and it's a really interesting album. They're all jazz musicians who sort of formed a power pop band together. They all switch off who plays what instrument and who sings. It's a great album. Check it out. Before that, you heard Needles and Pins with Shaker. And up next for you, we have a band from Texas. This is Harlem off their album Hippies, and the song is called Someday Soon.
Someday soon you'll be on fire. You'll ask me for a glass of water. Let that shit burn, and you'll say, please, please, please put me out. I promise not to do it again, whatever I did to you. We'll be right back.
like your mother, don't you? It's got your painting up a storm, spraying walls and cutting corners, saving for your trip to Thailand, coca, nut drinks, they are cheap. Get a pad for $50, get around in a tuk-tuk, find a girl who's willing to do things not possible at home. Smoke a puck of hash and dream of all the things that you have seen, from the poolside or the backseat of a yesterday's gone, oh well, yesterday's gone. All fires put out, we're safe now. Cut, come with me. Tent Market, buy some discount shirts. Yeah, they were made in Vietnam. Oh, a million men can't fight like a million. A million men, a million men can't fight. Like a million.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
That's right. December 6th. Mark your calendars. Hire a babysitter. If you don't have kids, you're going to make one probably after December 6th because it's the final of Shindig. And it's going to be super juicy, mega ultra bouncy, gangsta, not probably not gangster. I haven't really met any gangsters since I moved to Vancouver, but it's going to be a good time, that's for sure. That was Vancouver band Apollo Ghosts off their Forgotten Triangles album. The song was Scott Painter. And before that, you heard Harlem off their album Hippies with Someday Soon. So we're sort of at the point in No Shave November transition day where people may have shaved some silly design or really awesome design into their beards. So maybe they've got mutton chops now or a goatee, or maybe they still have their beard because they're gnarly, coming from someone who is slightly bearded, so slightly biased as well. But now I'm going to play a song for you from a man named Nicholas Jarre, famous minimalist. He's only 21, and he goes to Brown University, so you know he is a sharp, sharp cookie. This is his new collaboration album with Dave Harrington called Dark Side, and this song is called A1.
Thank you. Number was sung way back young. My grandmother sung it, my grandmother's mother sung it, my mother's grandmother's mother's grandmother sung it. Way back young, 500 years old.
Love of Jesus, amen, Lord, I
darling. Hear me, Lord, the feeling go like shouting. I feel like children of Zion. Amen, Lord, I feel like children of Zion. Amen, I love you. Amen, children of Zion.
Not ever. No way.
Friday, December 2nd, CITR 101.9 FM and Sonic Living Events are proud to present Dan Deacon at the Rickshaw Theater. From the guy that brought you the viral video classic, Drinking Out of Cups, comes a world-renowned live electronic performance that you won't want to miss. That's Dan Deacon at the Rickshaw Theater, Friday, December 2nd, sponsored by CITR.
I love them. Seahorses. Forever.
Yeah, Dan Deacon, you should check him out. I'm sure many of you have seen the Drinking Out of Cups video, but you might not know the background story behind it, but apparently Dan, or one of his friends, I'm pretty sure it was Dan, had taken too much acid, and so they locked him in a closet with a microphone. And so Drinking Out of Cups, they ended up making a video to it, but he's just sort of mumbling incoherently about funny balloon hands and things that don't really make sense unless you have taken too much acid. So that was Blind Reverend Gary Davis, one of the greatest blues musicians of all time, with his song Children of Zion. He's been blind since childhood, but he also was the only one of his eight siblings to make it to adolescence. So he certainly is a man who has the blues. Yeah, he has it. And before that was Nicholas Jarre and Dave Harrington's new project, Dark Side, with A1. We're going to do a special set now for you. Over the weekend, I ran into, by chance, one of my favorite bands, The Oz. And I never met them before. I'd stalked them on Facebook a little bit, sent them a few messages. I mailed them a little clipping of my hair. I didn't actually do that, but I probably should. And they not only gave me a CD to give to CITR, but they gave me a personal CD. And they were like, you should go on a date with all of us at once. That's what I wrote in my diary, at least. So I'm going to play a couple songs for you off of their album, The Oz Nation, starting with Onion in My Pocket, here on 101.9 CITR. In 1 second.
I don't deserve your forgiveness, but I wish I did. I tell you I am sorry, and I really mean it, but it doesn't. If I were you, I wouldn't want to be friends with me. I know you're hurting still, and I've made you unhappy. I'd do it all again, and I'd make you my friend, but all I'd have in the end.
So sorry about that skipping. I'm just going to take the CD out real quick because it is brand new. Yes, someone fingerprinted all over this. Just breathing on it a little bit. This always happens to me. So if you will just hang tight, we will get to the next song by The Oz, which is going to be track 4, Sour Grapes. Again, the album is The Oz Nation. You should check it out. Some good, very relatable lyrics, and just an all-out great lady band. I'm a sucker for lady bands, what can I say? So this is Sour Grapes. I hope if it starts to skip again, I will find them on the interweb or something. But yes, Sour Grapes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Romantic who is gone.
to see. So when she walks past, she'll always be invisible. How can someone so wonderful? How can she be so invisible? She'll never so wonderful. How can she be so invisible? She'll never so wonderful. How can she be so invisible? Maybe that's just what she thinks. 'Cause we all know how lovely she is.
And those were all songs off the Oz album, The Oz Nation. And I don't want to get you guys excited, but we did discuss them coming on the show. But I don't want to... That's not official, so I'm just getting nervous thinking about it. Sorry, I'm nervous. That song was... Sorry, I'm just really... That was Strange Little Scene by The Oz. And before that was To Laugh at Being Lonely, preceded by Sour Grapes. And we started that set off with Onion in My Pocket. So next... is a song, another beautiful lady from Vancouver. This is Kelarissa off her Mint Records release, Moon of Neptune, and the song is Undock. That was Caloressa's Undock off her album Moon of Neptune off Mint Records. I only have time for one more song. I don't know why I associate Smooth Faces with depressing lady bands, but the last song is by Nico of the Velvet Underground. It's called These Days. But yeah, thank you for listening to the Butter on the Bread show on 101.9 CITR. Up next, we have the Are You Aware show, and they will be talking about another holiday that is today, which is National AIDS Awareness Day. Is that the appropriate term?
World AIDS Day.
World AIDS Day, not national.
Yes, international.
It's an international holiday, just like No Shave November, but slightly more serious. And so, yes, without further ado, this is These Days by Nico.
Talking these days, these days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do, and all the times I had the chance to. My rambling, I don't do too much gambling these days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way, and I wonder if I'd see another highway. I had a lover. I don't think I risk another these days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been losing so long. La 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 la. I won't do too much scheming these days I sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter turns to 10.